In this episode, I want to talk to you about success, because success is as individual as your fingerprint. It'll mean something different for everyone, and that's why your definition of success is really important and really unique. In this episode, I'm going to be giving you the questions that you can ask yourself to define it, and then give you a few hints on how you can go about achieving it. Welcome to Misadventurous with me, Tiffany Rouge, a colour lover who's filling out the grey area that we call life to help you live a more colourful life and help you unlock your mind so that you can be adventurous too. When you think about success, right, you think of, you know, fancy cars, having lots of money, having, you know, this really lavish lifestyle, never having to work a day in your life, you know, having all the designer brands, having millions and millions of followers on Instagram, on Facebook, on whatever. But that's really good, right? Like all that, to have all that stuff sounds nice. You know, you're looking at it from an outsider perspective of not having those things. But I'm pretty sure people that have those things, they might not feel successful or fulfilled, because success is more than just material objects. Success is that fulfilled feeling of achievement of what you've done with your life. It is a feeling of accomplishment, something that you've worked hard for. It can be happiness, joy, security, peace, happy relationships, feeling connected, coming out of the other end of something and feeling like you've actually done it, achieving a really high result. It can feel like anything. It's up to you. But the big thing about it is when you associate a feeling with your success, it's a lot easier to manifest it, to really will it into existence. Now, I'm a huge believer in manifesting, but you need to know what you're going to manifest, right? It's a good idea to have a goal, but success is the goalpost right at the very end of the field. In a few years' time, success encompasses not just your material life, it encompasses your mind, who you are as a person, and brings all those things together. Success is the unity of hard work, of consistent action, and the feeling and the habits and putting one step towards your goal every single day. Now, I say it's a feeling because I myself am manifesting a trip to Japan. So I've associated a feeling of curiosity as I walk down Japanese streets in search of ramen or sushi. You want to make sure that this feeling is something that you can revisit over and over again on your journey to it, so that when you need to, you can tap into that feeling and you can will and action yourself so that you can be feeling that feeling in the long term. And although you might have those common connotations of success, which is lots of money, millions of followers, and the Louis Vuitton bags and lifestyle, you may still not feel like a success if you haven't done the work. So I think it's really important to associate what success feels like to you. I was recently listening to an audiobook by Grant Cardone called The 10X Rule, and he said the three most crucial things you need to know about success is that it is important, it's your duty, and there is no shortage of success. So it's one of those things where if you have a limiting belief where if you think you'll never be successful, then you will never be successful. A lot of it is in your mind, but a lot of it really comes out of you when you define it. And that's why I think it's really important for you to ask the following question so that you can define your own success and then work towards getting it. All right, so the questions you need to ask yourself, and I would suggest that you get yourself out a pen and paper. And if you're not in a position to get yourself a pen and paper and actually write this down right now, bookmark this episode and write down the time so that you can come back and listen to it when you are ready. But the following questions you need to ask yourself to define your own success. And this is the very first question, and I think it's really awesome that you can let your imagination run wild on you. The question is, what does success mean to me? You can start off with tangible material things like the cars, the boats, the money, the mansions, the lavish lifestyle. But I think it's really important to go to intangible things. How does it feel to be successful? You know that feeling or that saying, you know, I will feel like a success when? Write that down and then see what comes up when you've written that sentence? What comes to your mind? And as a little challenge or an exercise, I want you to do a bit of a journaling exercise and write down, I will feel successful in my life when. And you can dot point it, you can write out full sentences, but what I want you to do is put 2 minutes on a timer and then just free write. Let your imagination run wild on you and just see what comes out. It's really awesome because you can be as lavish or as small as you want. Like for me, success means to be able to leave my business and my agency when I feel like it and go off and live in another country for a couple of months. But knowing that my business back here, back home, will still be ticking over. Now, I have no idea how I'm going to make that happen, but to me, that's what I define as success. And you don't have to be practical with this, you just need to define it. Because once you define it, you've got a foundation, you've got a building block to start from, and you know the direction that you would like to go in. So once you've defined it, once you have written out, I will feel successful when, you've got an idea, a general gist that can help you with the next question, with what needs to happen for me to get that feeling. And this is where you can get a little bit practical. So for me, success means to me to be able to, you know, have my business note so set up that I can leave at any point and it will still be ticking along. So I need to set up a business. That needs to happen. I also need to employ people who are going to be able to work when I need to leave. Not saying that I'm going to need to pack up and leave every single day, but I know that from the time it'll take for me to start up my business and to actually get it ticking over, then to be able to be generating enough income that I can bring someone else in and they can start working for me is going to be quite a long time. But I still see those two things as they need to happen for me to feel successful. And I think it's important for you. So once you have that success defined, you need to look at what types of work you need to do to make sure you get there, what kind of skills you need to have, what relationships you need to build and uphold and create so that you can get that successful feeling. You're operating here on a what I need to do to get that feeling basis. And then what I like to do is not just ask myself this question, but to go a little bit further from it. You know that whole, where do I see myself in 5 years? I want you to go further than that. And I want you to write down what type of person I want to be in 5 years. What kind of qualities, what sort of traits do I have? What kind of people am I to other people? What types of people do I have around me? What life am I living? What car am I driving? What kind of habits I have? Dissect who that person is, and then you can work on being that person and achieving that goal. So for me, like that sort of person who I want to be is someone who puts in the work every single day, who has their 4-hour work day, but also has time to feel fulfilled and bring joy in my life so I can go and appreciate things like a good meal, go out walking in nature, do my meditation and mindfulness practices. And I think it's really important for you because you're going to have different sets of goals and priorities, but this is the person after all those goals and priorities have been met. So you can have lots of little goals and little achievements that will get you to your form of success. And it will be in lots of different aspects of your life because success in business is great, but it's not successful in your life if you have to give up seeing your family and your friends and all of your social time and things, doing things that you enjoy. To me, that's not success. Success is being content with your life and feeling like you've achieved what you want in all areas and aspects of your life. And that's why this success exercise is important. Ask yourself who that person is. Who is successful you? In my case, I've written down a 5-year goal, and this goal encompasses 4 different parts of my life so that I can feel like I have made success throughout my life
I think it's really important as well, once you define your success, you know that you can then celebrate it once you've got there, but then you can keep pushing on. It's really important to appreciate and celebrate your achievements, but when they contribute to your overall success, that's when you can continue to work and build up from those sorts of things. So my idea of success is going to be very different to yours, but I'm going to share mine with you for the next 5 years. So for me to feel successful in 5 years' time, I will have my content output to a point where it's consistent with a real life output, whether if it's in radio, TV, on stage, etc., with what I'm doing right now with the podcast, so that it takes me around the world and that I can share my message with more than just you, with people on the podcast, but in real life as well. I'll feel successful once I've built up my own podcast agency in New Zealand with a business ticking along with a bricks and mortar place so that I can pack up for 3+ months and live happily and comfortably in another country, wherever I feel I need to go and explore to continue my learning, my growth and development, as well as my love of culture and experiencing new cultures, because I know that fulfills me and I will feel successful when the call comes in and I can just say, hey guys, continue what you're doing. I'm gonna be back in a few months' time. I'll feel successful once I've created a home life with a partner so that when I leave, we are structurally, foundationally, and happily together and fit. And I will also feel successful when I'm at my happy medium and being happy with what I see in the mirror. And you see how this definition of my life, of my successful life, doesn't just encompass work. It encompasses mental clarity. It encompasses my lifestyle. It encompasses love. It encompasses different things that I know once I get to these goals, and I might not get there in 5 years, but I know I need to be consistent with my output and my actions and my efforts so that I can get to these goals. And even though these are different things that encompass my life, I've associated feelings with each of them. So I know that when I get those feelings, when I visit those feelings from having these situations occur in my life, that'll be success. So I urge you to go and write down what your definition of success is, associate a feeling with it, and then keep it somewhere that you can constantly be revisiting if you need to put it out and you need to have it up and constantly on display so that you can keep working towards it. Hey, go and do it. That's my biggest piece of advice. Keep your goals and your definitions of success around you at all times as a reminder to continue to do the work and to put out the consistent action every single day so that you can get there. Well, that's almost it from me here on Miss Adventurous. If you dig what you hear and want to keep up to date with every single episode of the Miss Adventurous podcast, hit subscribe however you're listening to this right now. And if you want to be even more of a legend and help other wayward adventurers find this path, I'd love it if you head on over to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. Go on, 5 stars for all that positivity, right? So until next time, and don't forget, it's the small choices that we make every single day that build up to that big change that you're working towards. So stay with it.